This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today is Good Friday. On this day, believers around the world commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We all understand that. What most of us don't understand is why this dark day, in which Jesus suffered and died, is called Good Friday. Why isn't it called Bad Friday or Dark Friday? So over the years, people have put forward various theories. Some argue that it is called Good Friday because something good came about because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. While that is certainly true theologically, that is not a linguistic origin for the term Good Friday. Others have suggested that Good Friday might have come from shortening of the words of God's Friday. Although you see that suggestion in many articles on the internet, there really isn't any connection between the words God and good. At best, this is mere linguistic speculation. More likely, the term Good Friday comes from an older meaning of the word good. It used to mean holy. So you can think of the term as Good Friday as really meaning Holy Friday. And this frankly fits with other languages that refer to it as Sacred Friday or even Passion Friday. Today we commemorate when the wrath of God was poured out on Jesus. He was sinless and thus the perfect sacrifice for our sins. He paid the penalty that we deserve to pay. As the song says, He paid a debt He did not owe, because I owed a debt I could not pay. So Good Friday begins the most momentous weekend in the history of the world. Because of the death of Jesus, we can receive the free gift of eternal life. And because of the resurrection of Jesus, we can know that there is life beyond the grave. That is why this weekend is a cause for great celebration. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.